This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Zimbabwe's former president, Robert Mugabe, has lashed out at the political party he founded in the 1960s. Today's election is the first in 38 years without Mugabe on the ballot as head of the ZANU-PF party.
I can't vote for ZANU-PF. I can't vote for those who have caused me to be in this condition.
94-year-old Mugabe resigned in November under pressure from the military. His longtime deputy, 75-year-old Emmerson Mnangagwa, took over and is now running for president and facing stiff competition, from the head of the largest opposition party, Nelson Chamisa. Cambodians went to the polls on Sunday for an election in which Prime Minister Hun Sen's Cambodian People's Party took the ballot in a landslide. The only viable alternative party had been banned from participating. Occidental College scholar Sopal Ear.
The ballot did not include the main opposition, Cambodian National Rescue Party, which won 44% of the vote in 2013 and 43% in commune elections in 2017. And he's able to do that, the Prime Minister of Cambodia is able to do that because he had all the levers of government, including the judiciary, to launch attacks and to dissolve the main opposition party, which is what happened last year.
UN condemned Cambodia's Supreme Court for banning the CNPR, and the U.S. and the European Union withdrew support for yesterday's vote. Rescue operations underway on Indonesia's Lombok Island for hikers and guides who were stranded on a mountain following a powerful earthquake Sunday. The death toll from that quake has risen to 16, 162 people injured. Officials say there was no tsunami triggered. Thousands of homes reportedly mangled. This is VOA News.